听力课堂,听class.com.
Hi there, and this is Just Vocabulary, episode number 527. Today's two words,
foil
and
harbor.
We also have a $5 discount winner, Ashley Banks. So congratulations to Ashley. Also like to mention that we got a brand new website. There's an online quiz. We have online study tools for cell phones and iPods. Go check it out. Our first word for today is
foil.
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 Bill decided that he would not let negative people foil his plans for happiness.
Foil.
The security guard became a hero the day he foiled the bank robbery.
Foil.
The prisoner's attempt to escape was foiled at the last minute when police received a tip-off.
Foil.
The verb foil is spelled F-O-I-L.
Foil.
What does it mean? To foil means to prevent someone or something from being successful. To foil is to hinder someone's efforts or to thwart a plan. So foil is a useful word to denote the hindering of a plan. A foil, and here it's a noun, can also refer to a person or thing that contrasts with and so emphasizes the qualities of another. Here's an example. Diamonds can be laid on a black cloth as a foil to contrast and bring out their brilliance.
Foil.
Some synonyms: thwart, prevent, or hinder. And some antonyms: help or aid. Okay, let's move on to our next word.
Harbor.
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 I hope that John harbors no anger against me for my long delay in responding to his email.
Harbor.
The ships in the harbor were not affected by the westerly winds, nor by the Somalian pirates.
Harbor.
Angela started to harbor doubts about the wisdom of their journey.
Harbor.
The word harbor is spelled H-A-R-B-O-R.
Harbor.
Do you know what it means? Obviously, you've all heard of a harbor, the noun harbor. It's a place on the coast where vessels may find shelter. But we've also heard the verb harbor, as in Angela started to harbor doubts, or I hope John harbors no anger. So harbor here means to keep a thought or feeling, and typically a negative one, in one's mind. It means to hold in or think privately about something. The word harbor is related to the Dutch word herbergen, or German word herbergen, and those words mean to lodge or lodging. So if you're harboring something, you are lodging or holding something. Harbor is a great way of talking about holding in a secret or a feeling. Okay, some synonyms: port, refuge, shelter, or haven. And an antonym is expose. Okay, let's do a quick review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word?
Extrovert.
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 Extrovert is a noun, and it refers to a gregarious and uninhibited person who thrives and gets their energy from socializing. If you want to be in sales, you have to be an extrovert and like being around people. It's a word we introduced in our previous show. Okay, and that's it for today's episode. If you really want to boost your vocabulary, have a look at our new website, justvocabulary.com/store. We have the weekly recap, the Just Vocabulary Power Hour, and all the previous episodes. For now, thanks for listening. Talk to you later.